Here's the point at the beginning of this episode of Infield Chatter, wherein I will introduce who myself and the other people on it. But we've always had the same three people on, which is fine, you know, consistency is good. But if you don't know who we are at this point, I don't know what to tell you.
We did talk at one point of getting collaborators on here and other blogs and stuff, but then we got
We talked about a lot of things.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, there's a future in that.
So also future in one word. Plastics.
Ooh. Synergy.
Fetch.
Business buzzwords.
Plastics. Totally jerking.
But yeah, that was something we kind of talked about, and I seem to make connections with people who would be interesting guests maybe a week or two too late at some points.
Yeah.
Like I've been a Mariners blogger from Lookout Landing followed me last week, and I'm like, oh, that would have been great like 3 weeks ago. But yeah. Everything is sad because the Diamondbacks lost tonight.
Wah.
The Atlanta Braves, the Barves. The rebuilding Atlanta Braves, who are, you know, they'll rebuild it and then they'll keep it for a little bit, but then they'll tear it down way too soon and try to move somewhere else.
And they're still going to keep telling you about how great their pitching staff was in the 90s.
Okay.
Like I feel that is becoming one of the Braves, like the most identifying factors. Not that they had a great pitching staff in the 90s, but the constant forced nostalgia for it.
Well, the Braves were very ubiquitous in the 90s because they were on TBS all the time, and
yeah. And if you grew up in a place that didn't have a baseball team, then there was pretty high chance that at least some of your annoying friends were Braves fans.
Yeah,
were annoying about them.
Braves were Cubs fans, yeah. Because
yeah. You know, didn't know any Cubs fans. I knew one, sorry, scratch that. I knew one around the time of the Bartman game.
Mm.
But I knew tons of Braves fans.
Yeah. A fun thing to do was when the Braves were playing the Cubs, you could just switch from WGN to TBS and just, you know, not think about death for once.
Because one of the teams was good.
You had a kind of a dark childhood, Charlie.
because
TBS stopped broadcasting Braves games when, how old were you? Like before you were in high school, I'd imagine.
No, TBS broadcast
stopped consistently, like constantly. Like they cut back just to the weekends, I want to say.
Weekends is still pretty consistent to me.
Okay.
They stopped doing, like, having the Braves and TBS be the thing in 2007, so I was out of high school by then.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's like, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Can I just interject for a second, then we can move on to, like, actual questions or Diamondbacks-related stuff?
Yeah.
And I know I shouldn't be throwing the stone because the Diamondbacks play at Chase Field, but the SunTrust Park or whatever they're going to call it, the new Braves Field, looks boring as shit.
Well, they're moving it from Atlanta proper, which is probably the most interesting southern city in many respects.
That's just not saying a lot, but keep going.
You know, it's not a high bar to clear. But
actually, what about Nashville?
Oh, it's okay. It's up there. It's one of them. But you're moving it from a city to
white people.
All the white people.
Yeah.
It seriously. It looks like they ran out of time for their rendering, so they just grabbed like the most generic ballpark they could from a video game.
Yeah. It's like they took the Nationals park and then they just stripped out the minimal amount of personality that park already has. Mm-hmm. Like, this is good enough.
Yeah, and, you know, you'd think moving for Turner Field, which is also kind of a generic
park, generic.
They could have, you know, spiced it up a bit, but nope. Not gonna happen.
Yep. Well, I mean, their ticket base probably doesn't really tolerate that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the reasons why they're moving to Cobb is their ticket base is more or less there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad reason to move somewhere.
It's just Turner Field opened in in 97, so.
Right. No, all the other stuff around it is not good, but if Turner Field had been, let's say, 30 or 50 years old, or even if they were saying, hey, we're gonna go move into this new stadium and we're gonna privately finance it, or something like that, it's just more of the sort of combination of effects that it's publicly financed, but the public didn't really get to vote on it, and they're moving from a downtown area into the suburbs, which is what MLB has been trying to move away from, and then there's the whole kind of distasteful thing of, like, so you're moving away from a more urban area and a more diverse fan base to be among your, you know, super white, rich fans. So, yeah. Braves.
Braves. And it seems to be an Atlanta thing, because they're tearing down the Georgia Dome, which opened in the 90s as well, for that opening sphincter stadium that the Falcons and the...
Also publicly financed.
Yeah, but that's still going to be downtown-ish, which is... Yes. But,
no, it'll be more than downtown-ish. It's downtown.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to put the Falcons there, and I think part of the reason they built it was they wanted to get that now-announced MLS team there, too.
Indeed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is what they did.
That is a thing that happened.
Indeed.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
wow.
Yeah. Which I think that team is also going to be another United team, which makes it four?
Yeah,
three or four different
teams. I don't think the Premier League has that many Uniteds.
No, they don't. I mean, if you expand it to all levels of English football, there are more, but no.
Well, Manchester, Newcastle.
West Ham,
I think that's it.
Yeah. Because Leeds is still hanging out in League One, I think.
Yeah.
Or do they make it up to the championship?
I don't know.
We should pivot this into a soccer podcast. All in favor?
I don't know if we really want to spend that much time focusing on sports here.
That's true.
That's a very good point.
That's a good point.
That requires some foresight.
That requires knowing something about sports.
You kick the ball, and sometimes it goes in the net, sometimes it doesn't, and then you think, hey, it's 8 a.m. on a Sunday. I'm going to get out the cheap Trader Joe's beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Newcastle and the Rovers are playing a game this Sunday that's already being described as being on this Sunday. I wish I could say I wrote that joke, but there was a comedy bit in England a few years ago where they're just basically making fun of really overblown sports commercials. And if you guys haven't seen it, I'll have to send you the link, Charlie, so you can put it in the post, but it is one of my favorite things.
That sounds great. I might have seen that. Is it Mitchell and Webb?
Yeah, it's Mitchell and Webb.
Yeah. That used to be on Netflix, but it's not anymore. But watch it if you get a chance. It's a really good sketch show, I think.
It is pretty good, yeah.
So, the Diamondbacks. What a bunch of...
Baseball players
who throw and hit balls with wooden objects and catch it in sort of leathery objects. And they were at 500, and now they lost two straight games. And then, I don't know, everyone's going to die.
I mean, not like soon, necessarily, but eventually.
You know, time catches up with us all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums up not only this season, but every season and baseball in general. So, I think we're good, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, if we
want... Good podcast.
Well, we're 10 minutes in? Yeah, let's take a break. now a message from our sponsors. Wow, what a great ad.
Fun anecdote about that. One of my friends, she does a lot of work with, like, large hedge funds and things like that. And one of her clients was looking into, like, sponsoring a podcast, so she started asking me about our podcast, and I was like, no.
Come on! No.
I could use the extra money, by the way. I'm just saying.
I know, I could use it too. I would definitely take it, but then it was like, a tremendous waste.
Look, if somebody's willing to put their name on the line for this podcast, I think we have an obligation to accept and misuse the money.
Yeah. Maybe I can try and sell her on it, just not tell her anything about it, and I'll listen to it, but also make sure that we actually end up on iTunes someday.
Yeah, yeah. That's on the list.
That's a nice dream.
Yeah.
Along with the guests and things other than us just talking.
Right. And making money off of it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I could send a message up to the Vox overlords now that they have sweet, sweet Comcast money.
Sure.
See if they want to, set a little sugar this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what their thoughts about sponsored podcasts in general.
That actually would be kind of an interesting thing to hear from, a big corporation. It'd probably be, all no, because if you listen to any real podcast, their sponsors are usually, sort of online-based,
Yeah.
I was wondering, every podcast I think I've listened to is sponsored by Audible.
Oh, yeah. They'll sponsor anybody.
Why aren't we sponsored by Audible, guys?
We haven't been sponsored. I thought that if you just typed podcast into Google, Audible called you and was like, hey, you need a sponsor?
Step one, we need to get on iTunes. Step two, Audible sponsorship.
Step three, sell out.
So we would totally sell out.
Well, considering one of us is taking a not insignificant amount of money from an appliance company for writing 700 words on David Peralta in a couple months.
Yeah. I took one of those once. I don't even remember what I wrote about. Mm-hmm. It was I think I wrote a sponsored post once about Diamondback's facial hair.
Was it sponsored by a razor company?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta dig that up now. I think that's what it was for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But actually, selling out aside, there's some good on that prompt. If you look at all of them from all the blogs, I read a few. There's some good. I think it was the Rays blog made a really good pun, which was sometimes whoever the player was, I don't remember, overslides third base and fielders may tag him out.
Boo.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. No, that prompt actually was good, much better than the one.
And honestly, nobody should get hoity-toity in general about accepting money for stuff because, gotta pay the bills.
Uh-huh. You live in a capitalist society.
Yeah. And the only time that I look at a sponsored post on, any website, and I think to myself, I'm not going to read that, is if it's too on-brand.
Oh, it's what's it called? Some integrated or native advertising, right?
I mean, if it's something, if it's something like, 25 apps at Red Lobster that'll surprise you. You won't believe number 17, and it's sponsored by Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Then I'm kind of thinking to myself, I don't want to read that. But if it was just Red Lobster sponsoring just any old post, even if it was just
Red Lobster and your crabbiest player in the dugout.
Yeah. Or if it was Red Lobster sponsoring a post about how we overfish and how zoos kind of abuse their animals to a certain extent, I'd be on board.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
But if it was just about some clickbaity thing about cheddar biscuits, I'd probably still read it though. Let's see.
I would open it just in hope that there would be I would get free cheddar biscuits.
There'd be a coupon. Yeah, a coupon. Yeah.
Yeah.
For their free cheddar. What? How long could you get away with the gambit if you went into a Red Lobster, you sat down, And the waitress comes over and she's like...
Here's the problem.
And you're like, I'd like a water, first of all. I want to just look at the menu. Can I get some cheddar biscuits while we wait? She goes, get you cheddar biscuits. You start eating cheddar biscuits. She comes back later and she's, and you're like, I'm still thinking. And I'm also, there's people joining me. And then you wait and you just continue to eat cheddar biscuits. How long could you get away with that scab before they're like, no, seriously, you need to order? Did they charge you for cheddar biscuits at a certain point?
I think part of the problem is they normally don't bring them out until after you order.
I have not been to Red Lobsters in a while.
Neither have I.
I am a really big fan of Cheddar Bay biscuits, and my wife is a big fan of lobster, so... not lobster, crab. Crab legs. There we go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. I mean, we could... I'm sure that we could try that. We could find out. Do independent research.
So I'll go to Red Lobster in three different cities, too. So,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. We've got... We'd have a wide base of...
The Southwest. of three notable desert cities in this country. By some loose definition, obviously, in some cases, but...
Yeah.
Indeedly.
Or you can, like, just, like, you can just buy the stuff to make the Cheddar Bay biscuits at the grocery store. Those are also good.
Shh.
Come on. I'm not going to make myself cheddar biscuits.
Yeah. That's just crazy, Doc.
Apparently, there's just some lengths that are too far to go.
You got much to learn. Anyway. So, yeah.
Let's take some questions.
Let's take some questions. And if any major or minor corporations out there, if you're, say, one of those weird, like, mattress companies that'll send you a mattress for some time and want to sponsor us, give me a call. Yeah.
Or Red Lobster, if you want. Yeah, Red Lobster.
We have said
we've been talking you up for a while now, for a couple minutes. I feel like we're owed.
Hey, Devin, you're popular on Tumblr. Do you think you can get Denny's to sponsor us?
I don't know. I feel like Denny's sponsorship would somehow consist of, like, just a box full of pancakes.
I'm in.
On the sort of major street I live off of, there's a lot of restaurants and stuff. And the two ones that are closed down used to be an Arby's and used to be a Denny's. So that tells you something about the free market or something.
Well,
wow.
At least tells you about things that we like to shit on this podcast.
That is true, yes.
we actually had a Arby's near us closed down as well, so.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever seen an Arby's closed down, but I don't really keep track of them, so.
If you want, I can go take pictures for you.
You should definitely take pictures.
I'll take pictures of the Arby's that closed down near me too as well.
Yeah.
Compare and contrast.
We'll get this trending on Twitter.
Yeah,
closed down Arby's hashtag.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you know where a closed down Arby's is, take a picture of it and send it to me.
Put it on Twitter. Direct it to Soko.
Yeah, no, at Soko Soko.
Don't direct it at Soko
because that's like a middle aged woman in Brazil.
I don't know. Maybe she would never tweet.
She has never tweeted. I hate her so much.
It's not true. She tweeted once.
Okay. She maybe tweeted once.
I've got... Yeah, Cleffo is taken up by someone named Carmen Lefort, who is following five people and has two followers, and their tweets are protected. So, I feel your pain.
At Kishi is taken up by a guy named Takeyoshi Kishimoto. He seems like a great guy. He's really active on Twitter. His bio is, "Let's make the internet even more fun place to live." I'm happy for him. He seems to be enjoying it, getting good use out of it. So
you should at him or DM. You should slide into his DM and be like, "Hey, at Kishi, you know what would make the internet a fun place? Mm-hmm. If I had the handle Kishi and you had something else."
Just throwing it out there. No bad.
it's an option. Well, and maybe I'll see.
Yeah.
The worst they can do is say no.
Yeah. Or however you say that in Japan, in Japanese.
That's a type of theater. he got it. Someone got it. Thank you. So let's go to Diamondback's vague related questions.
If we have to.
I mean, what? This comes from. Yeah, this person sounds like kind of a drip, but they ask, what kind of ice cream flavor would the Diamondbacks be?
God, I'm a douche. I don't know. Probably something that's kind of good, but also kind of not good, like bubblegum ice cream.
Bubblegum
sounds like a good idea.
Bubblegum ice cream is always so disappointing.
Exactly.
Like, I always thought it was the greatest thing when I was a kid, and every single time I would get it, I would then remember, oh wait, no, that was a bad idea, because
it sounds more
bubblegum doesn't work.
Yeah, you love it when you're a kid, it had some high times, and then now you eat it and you're like, oh, this should be good, but the ice cream is actually kind of sad and depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Good early, not so great now. Maybe with some modifications could be good. Probably not, though. And that question, just to peek behind the curtain, came basically because I tag random corporate Twitter accounts in my question wanting tweet, because I don't know, that seemed funny.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Yes. this is a topical question. This comes from JoeCB91. Which baseball team is most likely to have a situation like where Geno Smith was punched in the face by a teammate? Now, background, if you're lucky enough not to be inundated with NFL news, and dear God, it's coming. This is me pantomiming hanging myself right now. Because, I'm going to kind of rant here for a second, but, oh my God, NFL media is so goddamn stupid.
Yeah.
It is mind-numbing.
Word.
Yeah.
Get it off your chest.
It's just this weird need to, like, quantify who's elite, who's not, and, like, not, and... You know, or like, you know, every goddamn thing like Roger Goodell does is just like, and it's like.
Geno Smith got punched in the jaw. What does that say about his leadership skills?
Exactly. Stuff like that, yeah. But Geno Smith is a quarterback for the Jets. He is most famous to me because I saw a GIF when he was in college of him trying to drink some water with his helmet still on. And then he looked very sad afterwards. I'll link you guys to that one, because it is pretty funny. But he was punched in the jaw by a teammate over some debts or something. I don't know.
He apparently owed a linebacker like
a backup linebacker.
He claimed he invited him to some sort of. I don't even remember what it was for. He bought him a plane ticket and invited Geno Smith to something, but Geno Smith couldn't go because I think his dad was sick.
Something stupid.
Oh yeah, I pulled it up now because he had a friend who died in a car accident.
Oh, no, that's
whatever.
Right. He died.
Oh, you can't make it to some backup linebacker's money-making scheme because your friend died. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. But which baseball team really fits that scenario? Okay, so it's sad in multiple levels because you have, like, really a stupid reason to punch or break someone's jaw, but then you also have the Jets, who are just comically bad.
Yeah.
And always seem to have bad things happen to them. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to start with which baseball teams just always seem to have things comically go bad for them.
The problem with that, from my perspective, before this year, I would easily say, oh, the Mets.
Yeah. The Mets are probably the perfect answer.
Yes.
I'm going to say, just based on this season, I would say Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I would not be surprised to hear a report about Ryan Braun getting punched in the jaw by a teammate.
It feels like a very Mariners story.
Yeah, that also fits, too.
Yeah, Mariners or Brewers, I could see either of those. Maybe a Mets. I mean, that's, you know, people like to make fun of the Mets, though. The difference between the Mets and the Mariners and the Brewers is the Mets at least have won multiple championships. They've been to a couple more World Series, and it wasn't that long ago that they had a super high payroll, and the only reason why they can't really compete right now is because their owners got caught in a Ponzi scheme. Whereas the Mariners and the Brewers kind of have a history of just sadness.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. I would, you know, venture kind of getting away from the team itself and the personalities involved. It would have to be a team with, like, AJ Brzezinski on it, because there is precedence.
True.
There is precedence.
Yeah.
The Braves, who he's currently on, who we talked about before, you know, 20 minutes ago on the podcast, you should listen to that part. It's pretty good.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
They sometimes have had very strong personalities on their team as well. I mean, AJ Brzezinski is certainly one now. But, you know, they were the team that also had John Rocker, who...
True.
Yeah. So, you know, I could see that. I mean, just taking...
Also,
Ted
Turner.
Yeah, Ted Turner. Just taking the team history out of it, that's just kind of what I was thinking.
Hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see AJ Brzezinski getting punched in the jaw.
Yeah. The Royals are actually good, so maybe they don't fit, but just from the sort of perspective of wanting to fight people and seemingly feeling like they're never taken seriously, the Royals could fit that profile.
They are definitely, they've taken over the dirtbag mantle for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Don't tell national media that.
Well,
uh-oh.
Yeah. Because they get, apparently, this is something Jim retweeted, they got into another HBP war with, I guess, I think it was the Angels tonight?
Yeah, Angels.
Yeah. I'll scroll down. Someone retweeted someone making out someone with a horse in a horse mask in my timeline. Save that for later.
Save that for later tonight.
But yeah. There's a chip on that team's shoulder, and then...
Which I don't completely get.
Yeah, it's... They should be in a situation where they're like, oh, wow, we were really shitty for a very long time, and now we're good. Let's just, you know, be happy about
right.
it.
And it's not like people are constantly crapping on them, like, oh, the Royals, they're not good at all.
Yeah, I would imagine if you polled most neutral fans around the last World Series, most of them would say, yeah, I'd rather the Royals win than the Giants.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, I think most people want to root for the Royals. Mm-hmm. They're just making it really difficult to want to root for the Royals.
Yeah. But, yeah. Blue Jay fans, this is kind of off topic, they've gotten pretty ornery the last 2 weeks, apparently.
I don't know if I know a Blue Jays fan. The only... Yeah, I mean, I follow people that talk about Blue Jays fans, but I don't know any.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat, so that's why I was like, huh. Because, you know, they're on a hot streak, but they could easily not be. There's still a month left in the season. I mean, it'd be cool if the Blue Jays were good and, you know, they made the playoffs, which I would say at this point they probably will, because beyond the first, like, two wild card teams, the AL's mostly garbage, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, okay, Blue Jays, Astros, or Angels, then...
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
It'd be cool for the Blue Jays to make it.
They have the longest playoff drought right now, so...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, good for them, then.
Yeah.
And, cool.
And they were the first, like, World Series winner that I, like, remember seeing, if that makes sense, like, in my life. I mean, I was born in 87, so 5 or 6 happened before then, but, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Devin. Which yes. DiMaggio championship do you remember?
It's funny because he's like only a few years older than us.
It's funny because he's marginally older than I am.
Yeah, by what, like 5 years?
If that.
I was going to the longest current postseason drought. Currently, the Blue Jays have the longest one. The Blue Jays postseason drought is old enough to drink now.
Hmm. Who has the next oldest one?
That would be the Mariners. Because they last appeared in 2001.
Yeah.
Then the Marlins, then the Astros. The Astros is probably going to get broken this season.
Yeah.
Then the Mets, that has a good chance of getting broken this season.
Yeah.
Then Padres, White Sox, Cubs. Then at this point it becomes really, like, not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, the top, like, three or four are noticeable droughts. But yeah,
but I mean, even on the other hand, I mean the fact that the second longest drought is somebody who their playoff drought equals the Diamondbacks World Series win drought.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like all other 28 teams have gone in the past 14 years. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. The Diamondbacks, of course, are working on a very very hard 3-year playoff drought, so.
Yeah, they're going to break the cycle.
One day. There is a causation correlation between Diamondbacks playoff drought and when I became a writer for the Snake Pit, so. Sorry!
Well, now I guess we know who to blame.
Yeah. Well, then. That's also true, because I think Devin and I both became writers for the Snake Pit in 2008.
Hmm. So just gotta wait.
Right. Yeah.
Oh Lord.
We need to add one more person to this podcast and have them become a writer.
Yeah. So if you're interested in that, tweet us. We'll take you through our rigorous hazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give you the style guide.
The longest, since I'm looking at the Wikipedia page right now, and facts are interesting, the longest ever postseason drought in the expanded postseason era, which is, you know, with an LCS at least, was the Expos/Nationals from 1981 to 2012. So, you know, fun fact.
Ouch.
Yeah. R.I.P. Expos.
Yep.
Yes.
Maybe they'll come back someday.
Holy crap, this just popped up on my Twitter feed. The Padres actually hit their first cycle in history. And guess who did it?
Upton?
Justin Upton.
Nope.
BJ Upton.
Nope.
Yonder Alonso.
Nope.
Matt Latos.
No, he doesn't play for the Padres anymore.
Jake Peavy.
No. It's even sadder than all of those.
Tony Gwynn?
Okay, not that sad.
You said sad.
Matt Kemp. He kind of sucks now, so it's sad. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, who was that?
Matt Kemp.
Oh. Matt Kemp.
There was a thing that I read today, actually, you know, now that we're, you know, actually baseball related. Jose Valverde. I was surprised to find out two things. One, that he got a 80-game ban for a failed drug test in the minors. And two, the fact that Jose Valverde is still in the minors.
Yeah. Well, good for him. He's still living the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. And I actually had the same reaction. And yeah, I was like, wait, 80 games, so that implies a second failed drug test. Is that the first one? I don't remember.
I think they said it was a second, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, so that makes sense, because I think the first test was 40 or 50.
I thought it went 50, 100.
Or no, I believe it's different in the minors.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
They think they're so special.
They, yeah.
Oh, look at us. We're minor league baseball. We have weird promotions and...
Apparently on the Padres cycle thing, since this is scrolling through my zeitgeist, they hadn't had a cycle until, well, now, and apparently Tony Gwynn was a single short once and then got pulled in the middle of the game.
Who pulls a guy when he's a single short of the cycle?
Who pulls a guy when he's Tony Gwynn? Oh, Padres.
Yep.
Wow, Tony Gwynn missed the cycle by one hit 22 times, but I imagine most of those are...
like triples or something.
Yeah.
I mean, sad, kind of sad that we kind of had to remember him a little more after he died, but Tony Gwynn was really, really good.
He was.
Yeah. He was.
But he was kind of overshadowed on that retirement tour by Cal Ripken, who was really good in his own right, but, I mean, Tony Gwynn, I would probably, take over Cal Ripken just looking at, Stratomatic cards or something, but, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Tony Gwynn was a better hitter, certainly.
Cal Ripken hit very well in a position that up until that point did not hit historically.
Yeah, he played in a position that historically did not hit well. He had a body type that was not did not fit the normal shortstop type, and played good enough defense to stick.
Yeah.
But
apparently Mike Cameron was also at one point a single short of a cycle. And he walked on 5 pitches.
So I think they still haven't thrown a no-hitter yet in their franchise history. So, the Diamondbacks have 2.
So, in your face.
Suck it.
And Diamondbacks who have hit for the cycle, have... Aaron Hill, Stephen Drew, at least Greg Colburn. I'm listening to this from memory right now, so I might be missing some. Can I sort by team? Luis Gonzalez, Greg Colburn, Stephen Drew, Kelly Johnson, and Aaron Hill twice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there you go.
Fun fact.
Good to know.
Facts, they're fun. 6 cycles before the Padres even had one. So let's look ahead to next week in Diamondbacks games and make fun of the teams involved, because that's kind of what we do.
That's our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Can hit for the cycle on mocking other teams.
Yep. Even though there's at least a 50% chance said other team is better than the Diamondbacks historically or right now, but that's how we roll.
Hold on.
Keeping it real.
No, seriously, who are we playing?
So after this series against the Braves this weekend, the Diamondbacks are still on the road. They play 3 games against the Pittsburgh Pirates in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The Pirates play?
I hope so.
Well, they are Pittsburgh proper, unlike, say, the Braves will not be in Atlanta proper in a few years, so, I'm just saying.
Valid. Yeah.
Then 3 games against the Reds in Cincinnati, or 4 games against the Reds in Cincinnati, excuse me. What a faux pas.
Oh, ho, ho.
So, yeah, the Pirates, they're Pittsburgh.
They're in second place. They're doing pretty decently this year. Also, I believe, if I recall correctly from what I heard, they hit the most players in baseball and are often the most hit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I believe second
fact.
I believe second.
But apparently, they do it the right way. I don't know.
Apparently, the second place in that category happens to be the Phillies. So I don't know what's in the water in Pennsylvania, but apparently, until recently, they weren't allowed to sell beer in gas stations. So I don't know what the hell is up with them.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, no, it's the actual alcohol situation in Pennsylvania is pretty weird from what I understand. I've got a friend who lives there, and, she was telling me about how basically the only way she can buy a six-pack is to go to an actual bar.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That is very weird.
That's, like, weirder than Utah weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at least Utah, they just water down their beer, right? Or there's probably more stuff.
Well, you can buy beer in, like, grocery stores. It is watered down, but I think you can't buy it on Sundays. Anything harder than that, you need to go to the state liquor store, which...
Right.
Well, I mean, Arizona, I actually looked this up recently. They repealed it in 2010. They used to have a law that you couldn't sell liquor of any kind before 10 a.m. on a Sunday, which always struck me as kind of weird, because if I'm, like, at a grocery store, you know, maybe it's, like, 9 in the morning or something... And, you know, I'm buying, you know, your cereal, your bread, your whatever. Mm-hmm. If I get, like, a six-pack of beer, I don't know why the time of day really pertains to that, because...
Right.
Because I'm not going to consume everything I'm buying immediately upon returning home.
Yeah, I could understand if it was like, oh, you're only buying... But even then, Sunday, you're probably going to go watch football.
Yeah.
Or sit in a dark room and think about your life choices. Which is watching football.
Well, okay, but if you're going to do that on a Sunday morning, either A, why are you waking up on Sunday morning? Just sleep in until 2 in the afternoon like a regular person.
Or some B, of us have small children.
Yeah.
Okay, well then you're not going to get the time alone to sit in your room and think about your life.
Well, it sounds like you're not trying hard enough. Twitter is telling me that the Dodgers have a pizza. Mm-hmm. It might not actually be at the Dodger Stadium, but it's a Dodgers fan talking about this at Lasorda's Trattoria. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's there or at a restaurant, but it's a Dodger dog that's stuffed in the crust of the pizza.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Yeah, no, it's in the stadium.
Jeez. Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
So some people just want to watch the world burn.
Dodgers.
But okay. That should be a marketing campaign for the Dodgers or something. Like, for the stadium food. Have the Dodger dog pizza. F*** you, you're going to die anyway soon enough.